With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star technician, HVAC technician, or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Wanted to bring up a little story about Juan Soto. So yesterday they did have team drills after the Nationals didn't have a practice on Monday. And should the season start on time, we're just 15 days away from opening day, right?
Right.
Nationals will face the New York Yankees on July 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Soto yesterday had to sit out because he had contact with a teammate who tested positive for coronavirus. Apparently, when the testing came through, two players had tested positive for coronavirus. Of course, you're not going to – this is the weird part about it. You're not going to supposedly know who the players are who test positive, but reporters are going
to
be able to tell.
Yeah, if players can give permission, yes.
Yeah, it's a joke. But, you know, because of certain rules and stuff, privacy things, they have to do it sort of through the process. The player has to give permission.
Right,
but you're right. It's going to be obvious. This person's not there.
Right, like if all of a sudden you say, you know, you've been seeing Soto at practice, you know, 3 days in a row, and then all of a sudden he's not there. People are going to ask Rizzo and Davey Martinez.
Right. Well,
why
can
the team
fib?
They might
do all the time. They probably
so if Soto's out for 2 weeks, can you say, oh yeah, he's you know he's hurt his calf?
They probably could. But my guess is they're just going to get permission from the players, and it's just going to, you know, maybe be a little delayed, but or they'll figure this out.
I don't know
sort of a better process.
I don't know the answer to this. Let's say you're asymptomatic, you test positive, right? You have no symptoms, you don't have a
Which
fever.
A lot of these guys are.
Of course,
by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, you don't have a fever, you don't have anything. How long do you sit out?
Well, until you test negative.
Test negative, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's got to get out of your system.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to have two negative tests.
I think
because it could also be a false positive. That's what happened with Cameron Champ on the PGA Tour. He tested positive, pulled himself out of the tournament, and then he took three straight tests that that showed that he was negative. So at that point, you just have to assume, and he was asymptomatic. So at that point, you have to assume that it was just a false positive. Put it this way. Three of us took COVID tests yesterday because my daughter had to, and my wife and I were a little suspicious because we had, like, cold symptoms. So we just took it to be safe. I told the guy, because we did a rapid test, if I test positive, I'm going to pay another $90, and we're going to do another one because I want to make sure that it's accurate.
Because the rapid test, at least has been reported, sometimes has as much as 40% false positive.
This one they claim is 85% accurate. And then he claimed, the doctor that administered us, said that many people are just going in the one nostril. He goes in both.
He was invasive.
So, yeah. I should show you the video.
Yeah, the doctor
he's in there for a long time.
The doctor that did the test on my daughter yesterday went in both.
Yeah.
Now, she wasn't in for 15 seconds. She was probably in there for three or four. But she claims they're very accurate. That's what she said.
Yeah, he stood by it. He said, if you have it in your mucus, we're going to get it. Yeah. And he was in there. I'll say this. He was very gentle because it's a little – you've heard all these horror stories. But I would just suggest if you're going to take the test, ask the guy, just be gentle, take your time, and it's fine. You know, but he was in there a lot, 15 seconds, I'd say, in each nostril.
Man, that's uncomfortable. Because when I had the test,
but it's thorough. He went very slowly, and he just was kind of
talking.
Did
he go up pretty high?
He didn't go up as high as I had heard, like where they go up and they turn back towards like the ear. I'm going to say he maybe went in like an inch and a half.
It's hard to know. It's uncomfortable as a prostate exam.
Prostate exam sometimes feels kind of silly.
What?
I've never had one.
Actually, it feels a little uncomfortable when they press your prostate.
Okay, I've never had that. Yeah, well, I mean, I've had the colonoscopy, and I didn't feel it.
Yeah. It's
that
quick.
Didn't get
I had a major. I had a major prostate exam.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Going back to Juan Soto Juan Soto.
I can't believe Eric said that.
We don't know if Juan Soto's tested positive or not.
I believe they said he came in contact.
He came in contact with somebody who did test positive. It's just the way the baseball season is going to be different with the shorter season, and there probably will be critical players who end up missing time. You start, you know, like you might get, let's say Max Scherzer pitches on opening day, pitches a gem, and the Nationals are contending, then all of a sudden you may get to a point in the season, which might be 2 weeks in, where all of a sudden you don't have Max Scherzer, you don't have Steven Strasburg.
100%.
And you already don't have Joe
Ross.
That's
why it's
almost
better to test positive now and develop some antibodies, and then hopefully you know that sustains you through the season and you don't get it again. You know,
kicks up. My site has the regular season win totals out, and you and I always like to do the win totals for the year.
We like to dabble, yes.
Now, this is going to be a lot tougher because, like JP just said, I mean, there's going to be guys that are – you're just going to miss time. It's going to affect the teams. The Nats are at 32.5. Now I'll do it because I just like the sweat. I like the juice. But – it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult to kind of pinpoint like what teams are really going to play well, because you just don't know how they're going to play coming out of this summer camp, and then you also don't know how many guys are going to miss time.
My initial lean is under, and I hate unders. You know that. I hate them with a passion.
So you think they're going to be about 500?
My initial gut reaction is an under on the 32.5. Now, we can go back and forth with this. We can figure this out.
But there are going to be large stretches where there's going to be stretches where there's no doubt, because it's just unavoidable, that there's going to be 5, 6, 7 guys maybe 1 week that test positive.
Now, these guys
and you're going to be stretched.
They're not in a bubble, so maybe the Nationals and the teams in the Northeast have an advantage over the teams, you know, like I mentioned, Arizona.
And Texas or Florida.
Right, or Texas or Florida. You know, the Braves. The Braves may take more hits in Georgia than the Nationals in D.C., you know, Maryland, Virginia, where the guys live.
Look, the fact is, if they don't want to test positive, they're going to have to try to limit their exposure as much as possible. They can't get into their habits of going to the bars after games and that kind of thing. They got to really just be chill.
Ballpark, go, straight home.
Just really limit exposure if they don't want to, you know. Again, I think these guys will cruise through it because they're so fit, but they could miss 2-3 weeks.
That could
ruin your season.
Can we address something that I just noticed? Cakes, and maybe during my week off, maybe it was addressed.
Yeah.
Can we address the pillow that's in the background there? Can you please grab that pillow? Have you seen
what is on
this couch?
Yeah. What kind of pillow is it?
This is a fox.
Uh-huh.
What is he doing?
Where did you get that?
I don't know. You think I bought this?
Well, I don't know. But
you
where
think I
you
bought
know,
a pillow with a fox on it?
I know you did.
Amy's decorating skills.
Have you ever seen a pillow with a fox on it? I've never seen that.
Look at that cute animal.
It's better than your bedspread. It's better than your bedspread.
How many animals? Yeah, he's got a bedspread with dogs. Yeah. The fox is
a dog. Not just dogs, there. The dogs that he owns, the breed.
My wife loves animals. She's an animal lover. What do you want?
Oh. This is funny.
I've
never seen a pillow with a fox on it.
Naked and afraid, not science.
She doesn't like it?
She's never, ever sought out Naked and Afraid on TV.
Surprised.
She's much more into The Bachelor and The Bachelorette than Naked and Afraid.
His dog's in the background, too. Is your dog
He's chilling.
Watching
that's
TV?
A spot. No, that's a spot.
It's looking towards something.
That's
what is
Simba's
your dog
spot. He's looking into the kitchen. He's probably hungry. Dogs are
like
always hungry.
Does Simba have like a hurting, squished nose?
Simba?
Yes.
Simba's been gone for years.
That's just the breed. That's
no,
the
you're
breed.
Wrong. This is Simba. Still with us.
Oh, it is.
Old,
oh.
But still with us.
Oh, Belle's the one that
has, has moved on.
Sorry.
That was years ago.
Can you bring Simba? Let's go grab him.
He doesn't get sized for me to grab him.
He
would definitely growl.
Squirmy?
He'd be
he doesn't
salty.
Like to be held?
Does he have like a squished face?
He does have a little bit of a squished face, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it would win our contest.
So probably
Kipper,
not.
Yeah. Kipper is the nicer of the two dogs.
Well, he's just – I think he's a little dumber of the two dogs. So, like, if you just pick him up and grab him, he's fine with it. He doesn't really care.
Too stupid to understand.
He might be a little too dumb to understand.
Hey,
but he's a good
Drabby.
Dog. He's just kind of dumb.
Can we go on the record here that we have we're closing in on a date, right? For our doggy thing? Or
for
we
yappy,
have to wait?
Yappy hour?
Yeah, it's not 100% confirmed, but I think
because we have some vacations that are kind of in the way, right?
Well, Cakes is going to miss it.
Oh, Cakes is just going to miss it?
I believe so, unless he, you know, they do have the internet in Baldhead Island.
No. Well, he's in
Kiowa. I always get them confused.
You think I'm dragging my computer on vacation?
I wouldn't
That's
be doing
so
that.
Finished.
Yeah. Wait. You're not taking your laptop on vacation?
You don't bring a laptop on vacation?
I don't know if I'll bring it or not. I don't think I'll bring it.
You have your
I don't
phone.
Generally
I take
bring
my
it.
Laptop to my in-laws
yeah, I've got
if
my
I go
phone.
There for drinks.
Now, look, here's my computer right here. There's my computer right there if
well,
I need
you could
it.
You could stream from that.
That would drive me crazy.
You could zoom in on your phone.
Hey, Cakes is trying to get out of it.
Okay, if he doesn't want to do it.
No, I'm not trying to get out. It's just on a. If I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation.
Well, why don't we move it to a week that all four of us are here?
Because that will be November.
That'll be no, never.
It'll be. We can do it in August.
Right. No, well, I think the word is that it's going to happen next week.
Oh, okay.
Next week. So stay tuned. And then are we just going to go through everybody's picks that they've already sent us? Is that
no.
the idea?
We'll have a special hashtag, and then we'll pick a handful of them to join us for the Yappy Hour.
Handful. We're going to get 500-plus entries.
Well, I know you're going to be – this is your grand idea, so you're probably going to be the main selector.
Okay. I'm happy to do – I still want to do my cake bit. Bakeries.
One thing at a time. And again, let me go through the list of bakeries that have offered up cakes for us to try.
It'll take you one second.
Oh, wait, zero.
Well, it takes effort. We're going to have to put effort in.
So you can poo-poo all over them?
It's a good point, Rob.
Well, hold
you
on.
Just rip
it's a,
every
it's
single
a gamble.
Bakery.
It's a gamble.
Hey, by the way.
Go ahead.
I met a guy who says that he's picked up cakes before, and you guys know each other.
What do you mean picked up cakes?
Like he's brought Eric asked this guy to bring this special cake to a party one time.
Okay.
And he went and got the cake, and he said it was fine. It was like a Costco cake or something like that.
Are you talking about EB's special cake?
Special $80.
Yeah. Hold on.
Chocolate raspberry swirl thing.
He's tried your cake and he wasn't such a fan.
Yeah, he thought it was mediocre.
From Lace Delice.
Right. He thought your cake was mediocre poker.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not saying it's, 100% of people are going to like it, but I think it is the best cake in the world. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I want to taste it now.
It's you've never had anything like it. It's that good. It's just lighter than anything you've ever had.
Oh, okay.
It's fluffy.
It's very light, and it's just good. Who's the guy? Do I know the guy? He's just a listener.
I can't. Oh, just a listener. But you guys have been in common circles before. I guess he went to a party before, and he asked you what to bring, and you said the tres de leche cake.
It's not tres de leche. Lace de leche.
I think he was also.
I don't even know how to pronounce it. Be honest with you.
I think he's mixing up tres leches with
whatever.
What's tres leches?
That's a
three milks. It's a Latin
minutia
dessert.
It's a Hispanic.
Let me ask you a question. This bakery that you love has gotten free pub multiple times. Why haven't
they
sent?
Never hook me.
Why haven't they sent cakes to our homes?
Because they don't care. They don't even know. They're so oblivious.
Right. The same reason the sushi place that you go to has never hooked us.
Yeah. Where's our passion?
Well, they hook me. They don't hook you.
Right. They don't hook me, I can assure you.
They do not. Yeah. I get no hooks.
I pay the full freight on those dumb cakes.
Oh, yeah?
But they're very good.
That's a lot. $80?
But I get the big ones,
that's an expensive cake.
Yeah, well, it's good.
Hey, what is the prize? Do we know what the prize is for the Yappy Hour thing yet?
Attention dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just attention dollars?
Oh, is that all it is?
Attention dollars.
We're working on something, but it may be priceless.
That's not why we're doing it.
I thought we got a sponsor. I can probably hook it.
My company.
Yeah, well, your friend's company. Yeah.
Wait, you got a prize, Jason?
Well, no, I don't have a prize. I just have a dog grooming place out here in Ashburn that's very good, and I've been going. They might.
No,
I don't know if they're going to.
The sponsor's going to be a dog grooming place.
So right, but I thought you said you didn't have one yet.
No.
They just
want to
buy advertising per se.
Yeah, they're buying. They're going to sponsor the event.
They're sponsoring the event.
Sure, there will be a prize. That just hasn't been determined yet.
I got you.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on anything. Coming up next, though, we're going to connect with Jameer Nelson, who was the College Player of the Year back in 2004, NBA All-Star. We'll talk to him next. Here are the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Scheduled to join us is Jameer Nelson, who I saw made $73 million in his career. Not bad, Cakes.
Mm.
That's a nice haul for Jameer Nelson. Good
18,
for him.
He played 18, 19 years.
That's a long, long run in the NBA.
Actually, no, he played 15 years. I'm sorry.
15. Still, 15 is a... I mean,
that's a great
the average
run.
Career is not 15 years in the NBA. I know that.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Now, he's a good player.
Remember watching him at St. Joe's in the Atlantic 10 tournament. They were undefeated, and they lost to Xavier. He and Delonte West were the backcourt.
It's quite a backcourt.
Yeah, they were great. And then they lost to Xavier in the A-10 tournament. I don't know if that was the championship game. I guess it was. And then they were the one seed going to that tournament. Just think about that. St. Joe's was a one seed.
St. Joe's is a cool campus, man.
It's right there in Philly.
Check that out. Couple yep. times, yeah. My son strongly considered it, and their gym is awesome. It's an awesome old school gym. Kind of get that same feeling you have when you go to the Butler.
You love Hinkle.
Yeah. Hinkle.
Hinkle's awesome.
That hawk just flaps its wings start to finish every game.
Yep.
Just does this.
Doesn't stop.
Just doesn't stop.
So I mentioned Jameer Nelson's career earnings, of course. We talked a lot yesterday about Patrick Mahomes and his deal, which is going to end up worth more than $500 million. I'm sure Cakes is happy about this. He never wants guys to experience life if they play for a professional sports franchise. Uh-huh. He did say he's going to stay away from basketball and jet skis.
No. It's not that I don't want them to experience things outside of football. I just want them to compartmentalize it for after they're done playing football.
He doesn't want them to jeopardize the gravy train.
After Patrick Mahomes is done.
He's just risk averse.
After he's done playing football, he can jet ski 365 days a year. He can go climb Mount Everest. He can play all the pickup hoops he wants after he's done playing for my franchise.
My son and his boys, and all these kids, a lot of kids around in this area, they're into cliff jumping. And
super dangerous.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, you're going to get hurt. I mean, you didn't get hurt cliff jumping, but
Ben Stiller would not want to insure him in a long game.
It would be a huge, huge
I mean, it's
chore.
Like base jumping. I mean, why, you know what? Why not just base jump while you're at it? If you're jumping off cliffs. Right,
cliff jumping? That's a hot
that's
thing?
That's what the kids are cliff jumping over into the Great Falls, all that area. All those yep. little hikes that they go on. They find these cliffs.
It's not too dangerous.
And you're not supposed to do it, but just tons of kids do it. If you were 18, you'd probably do it, Valdez. And because I think they have a lot of
chance.
They have a lot of like hot chicks that are in there, like in the water, hanging out, and the guys just like the show cutters, off and jump off the cliff.
The cutters and breaking away.
I used to love cliff
jump
jumping.
Jump from the quarry.
Where?
Did Abby used to cliff jump
all the time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Into the Columbia River, Snake River, all the time.
Yeah. Listen, I hate it. But I'm glad.
Aren't you also worried about if you survive the cliff jump? Aren't you potentially going to get swept away by the current of the river? That has to be in play too.
What if the river is but shallow?
It's a big factor. They have to look at the water. If the water level's too high, they can't do it. If it's too low, they can't do it.
Do they test? Yeah, test the depth.
You know how they test it? If there are 20 kids that have already done it, then they jump in.
Yeah.
That's how they test it. If there are kids doing it that day, then they do it.
Joe got donked off. We're not jumping today.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, Mahomes says he's going to stick to just football and video games.
Is it contractually obligated?
I guess
it's
in the contract. He said in his contract they pretty much outline every – he basically said every physical activity. He's like,
right, and all that is smart. You're protecting your investment.
You know, his dad was a baseball player. He says he doesn't even think he can play baseball. Basketball's out. Jet skiing's out. He says he hasn't read all of them, but he said pretty much every physical activity.
Skiing
is
out.
Outlined there.
No skiing. No downhill skiing. No thank you. Not doing that.
I guess for a half billion, you can do away with some of those.
You delay those until, you know what? You pick up on those when you're 40.
Jet skis are kind of fun, though, Cakes. They're kind of fun.
I've never been on one. I don't know. I couldn't tell
you. Cakes would struggle with jet skis.
I might struggle.
It's hard. It's hard to get up. It's hard to get up.
I might struggle with it. You never know.
Yeah, yeah.
He would do the
eventually
full.
Eventually, you figure
Cakes,
it out. But
you would do the full look back. You know, the wrap around to make sure no one was behind you, like you do in your car.
100%.
You'd have like the biggest life vest on.
So big. Right. I would just be when I flip off the jet ski. I don't want to go straight down to the bottom.
Cakes, did you ever go tubing with us, like in college, like when Stumper had his boat? And
never
he
went tubing. Never went.
We did mostly water skiing, though, EB. I don't remember doing that much tubing.
Well, I was
big on the water skis.
No, I did a lot more tubing.
Cakes, it's hard.
We had a big old tube.
It's hard to look cool on a jet ski with aqua socks.
Yeah.
I understand that. I'm well aware.
Right. I haven't done that in years, though. I wonder if my old ass self would get like scared.
Oh, tubing?
I don't know.
Scared tubing.
Just get thrown around. I told you, I don't know what happened to me. I get on the trampoline and I get scared to do basic things on the trampoline. Like my brain tells me to do it, but my body won't do it.
Right.
What are you trying to do?
It's called survival instinct.
Like do a
Rick.
Flip? You don't want to break
your
neck.
No, not even a flip, but like to even just do that thing where you just jump and you land on your butt and then you jump back up. Like my brain says do it, my body won't do it. I know it sounds bizarre. It's scared.
Got some fear in you.
I don't know. I never had that before. It's just old age.
Yeah. Another
something happens.
NFL story, which could be of some interest, is Cam Newton is with the Patriots now, and most people assume that he'll be the starter. But if you have no preseason games and the shortened training camp. Is Bill Belichick just going to hand the reins to a guy who doesn't necessarily know the system and hasn't worked with the players? Cam Newton, I guess, said he was told it's an open competition. So you could have this open competition and Stidham ends up winning the job.
I mean, I suppose it's possible, but you're going to have one unhappy quarterback.
Wouldn't it be tougher
there.
For the younger guy to win the job over a veteran if he had no preseason games?
Not if he's been in the system. I mean, Stidham has to know the system better than Cam Newton at this point.
Well, I'm sure he does, but he also needs the reps.
It's true.
Stidham needs the reps.
Well, here's the thing. They're going to need to cater the system to Cam's strengths. So that's the question I would have. How much are the – and Bill's one of the greatest coaches of all time, so he knows that. That would be my question. How much do they cater the offense to Cam?
Yeah, when Cassidy brings up that stat, we had Charlie Cassidy, the former Redskins and Texans GM on the show last week, when he brings up that stat that when he runs the ball more than eight times, his teams win 70% of the games. Oh, that's pretty easy math.
Well, Belichick knows that stat too.
Make sure you have Cam Newton running at least twice per quarter.
Right. It's just a matter of can his body hold up at this point after all the injuries he's already suffered. Is he going to get knocked out after 20 rushes?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to take into account.
All right, let's pivot. Our next guest is Jameer Nelson as we talk a little NBA and return of hoops. Jameer Nelson, of course, won the College Basketball Player of the Year in 2004, former NBA All-Star. Now he's in the podcast world co-hosting the new Court Vision. What's up, Jameer?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Jameer?
Jameer, I was just telling the boys, I remember I was in my house in my basement, and my daughter was just born. It was 2004. She was like 6 months old. And I was watching you guys play Xavier in the A-10 tournament.
You dumped cash on it.
Yeah, you were 27-0 or 28-0. And you and Delonte, you guys were legit, and Xavier took you down. That was kind of shocking to me.
No, you know what, man? Give all credit to them. They played a hell of a game, and they shot like 78% from the field. There's nothing we could have done.
Right.
That game that would have helped us out. They did everything right. They played a perfect game, perfect game plan on myself and Delonte, and they came out with the win.
That had to be David West era Xavier,
no,
I'm guessing.
No?
Nope.
Really?
David
West was gone in 2003.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Who was their best player?
Yeah. Romaine Sato and Lionel Chalmers.
Oh, Chalmers.
Yeah.
Chalmers and Sato, those guys had really long careers overseas, especially Sato. He from what I heard, is a god over in Europe somewhere.
Oh, yeah? Well, you had a great career, man. You played about 15 years in the league, made a ton of money. You had some really good seasons. I mean, what are you thinking about this restart down in Orlando, man? Is it going to be fun to watch?
I think it's going to be fun to watch, but it's going to be a little scary, especially in the beginning. It's going to be trial and error. Like I tell everybody else, it's one of those things where you just don't know. Everything is so new. I mean, everything we do right now is going to be new to us. And for us, whether you're playing a sport or you're just going to the grocery store to buy groceries, everything is new. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how people react and, you know, especially, God forbid, somebody in the bubble catches the virus to see how people are going to react that way as well. So, you know, I'm hoping for the best and wishing that everybody stays well and everybody abide by the rules, because that's going to be a big thing. You got grown men with families and kids that are going to be down there. And, you know, somebody might venture off and, hopefully they don't.
Right. That was going to be my question for you, Jameer. What percentage of guys, especially when you have so many young guys that aren't scared of this at all, are going to be able to kind of just follow the rules and, you know, keep it in check for a couple months? Because we know, I mean, it's a nice life. You go out, you have a game, and then you want to go celebrate a little bit. That's not what this is.
Well, it's not glamorous at all. It's not like, oh, we're going down to Florida to go to Disney, and you know, I know they're staying on Disney property. The one thing that you have to realize is, and your family has to realize, you're going down there to do a job, and your job is to go play basketball, and that's it. You know, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere from the jump, and you know, teams are fighting for seeds and fighting for playoff spots. So they should approach it that way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think about a team like the Wizards where they're – I mean, there's just no shot for them to do anything here. They're going to go down there and play eight silly games. Like, is it even worth it for them?
Well, you got to understand, it's some guys on that team that it's worth it for, because if I'm a rookie and I'm trying to set my mark in the NBA, I can make an impression on my team in eight games. If I'm a guy who's on a expiring contract, I'm playing to show teams that I still have what it takes to be or help a team out on their roster. So it does make sense for everybody that's going to play. It's no right or wrong answer. Whether when people say I'm not playing or I'm playing, it's all subjective and all your personal opinion. But you got to understand, like some of the guys who you know were talking about opting sitting out for various reasons, it's. You know, some of those guys have made a ton of money, and some are ready to take that hit. But when you have rookies and you have guys who are on one-year deals, those guys want to play. Those guys want to play and you know, make their mark in the league and get that long-term deal.
How would you have handled it? Let's just say you were a 10, 12-year vet.
I don't know, man. That's a question I've been asked 100 times, and my honest answer is I don't know. I mean, I have four kids at home, a wife and four kids, so I have to think about them, think about all what's going on in terms of the police brutality, social justice. All that stuff plays a factor in your mind, and, you know, am I doing the right thing by playing? Am I doing the wrong? Like, so it's a thing that you have to go with your gut, and if you were to play, I think, especially as an African-American, you have to use your platform the right way while playing and not be a distraction to the real world and everything that's going on in the world.
Talking to Jameer Nelson, who has dipped his toes into the podcast world with Court Vision, let's talk about what we might see here in the coming weeks. LeBron, of course, chasing another ring with the Lakers. They're a stacked team with Anthony Davis. In the Western Conference, you have the Clippers, who are really good with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. But you also have other teams that, you know, could make a run, like the Rockets or the Nuggets. What do you see transpiring in the West?
Well, it's going to be like we just said, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to see who stayed in shape, and because you can stay in shape running cardio, but it's a different type of shape when you're talking about basketball shape. It looks like the Lakers have done a great job of doing individual workouts. You always see those guys on social media doing stuff. And not saying like other guys aren't just because they're not on social media, but I think the Clippers, the Lakers are obviously the favorites, but you have to definitely watch out for the Nuggets. And let's not forget about OKC. I mean, what they've done, don't discredit them, what they've done so far throughout the season has been, nothing short of tremendous, because everybody counted them out. Everybody, Chris Paul's gone. They should trade him. They should tank. And here it is. They're you know, in the playoff race, deep into it right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Jameer, I wanted to just do a kind of a rapid fire. What pops into your head when I throw these things during your career? Who was the hardest worker that you played with during your years, whether it was in Orlando, with the Mavericks? Hardest worker you played with?
Bo Outlaw.
Bo Outlaw.
Yeah, he was a beast.
He's a big dude.
How about just the most naturally talented? Maybe didn't make the most of his talent, but just a freak.
Vince Carter. I mean, and he worked his tail off, but just naturally gifted. I think Vince Carter was the most naturally gifted guy that I've ever been on court with.
Now, you played alongside Dirk a couple years after they won the finals. What was your impression of Dirk as a teammate?
Unbelievable human being. Like, his who he is as a person outweighs his basketball career or his basketball accolades by a million.
Huh. I'm going to make it uncomfortable. Who was the biggest jerk you ever played with?
You know what, man? I was fortunate to play with a lot of high character guys.
All right.
And I'm probably the biggest jerk.
Look at that answer. Diplomatic answer.
Hey, speaking of your kids, how's Jameer Nelson Jr. doing? Of course, plays at GW, sophomore at GW. How's he doing?
He's doing well. We're just getting out of the gym lifting weights. We're on the way to – he has a class from 10 to 12, so he's doing that. And then we're on to the basketball court and just keeps going, never stops, just trying to get him better, day by day, and continue to grow him as a man and as a basketball player.
Jameer, have you been able to help Delonte? I know you've reached out through the years. Is there anything good that we can look forward to with him?
Well, I just say this, man. You know, just like everybody else, we all have to keep Delonte and everybody in our prayers. And, I don't want to disclose any personal business with myself and Delonte. But at the same time, we're all going through this pandemic. We're all going through a different tone of life right now. So we all just need to sit down and pray and take time to understand that it's rough for everybody right now. And we all have, especially like myself and St. Joe's community and the NBA community, we have Delonte in our prayers, and we're trying to do as much as we can for him and with him.
Right. Jameer, appreciate the time, and best of luck with the podcast.
Thank you, buddy.
It's called,
I appreciate it, man.
Court
you guys.
Vision for people that want to check it out.
Yeah, take care. Be safe.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks, Jameer.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate it. All right, you guys know I love Thompson Creek. They just put in my new sliding glass door. It's amazing. Thompson Creek Window Company is celebrating 40 years in business. That's 40 years of experience replacing windows and doors in our local mid-Atlantic climate, and 40 years of making it easy to improve your home. DB here. Now call Thompson Creek now and save 40% for a limited time. Buy one Thompson Creek window and get one 40% off, including expert installation, plus incredible finance options and many safe ways to serve you. There's never been a better time to buy. Call 855-57-CREEK now.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. I was just reading the story about Usain Bolt. Guess he has a new baby daughter.
Kid or something?
What did he name the daughter?
Olympia Lightning. It's a great name.
Nice.
Olympia? That's an amazing name.
Nice.
It is, but what's the nickname? You can't just call her Olympia all the time.
Oh.
Olympi.
Oh?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, Olympia is a, I'm not going to say a common name, but I've heard it, right? There was Olympia. It's a.
Could call her
Olympia
Pia.
Caucus? You could call her Pia.
You could call her Pia. You could.
Junk's recall. Wait, go on the Wayback Machine.
Pia still listens, I think, right? She still tweets occasionally.
100%.
Well, I guarantee
I saw her out of Chucktown a couple years ago up at Charlestown.
Olympia, you see her at various casinos.
Olympia, yes. The newborn, is taller than Pia that we know.
It's possible.
Why are you joking? Who sped by cakes years ago on the way to
the Borgata. Oh, How can that happen? I have to be speeding to the Borgata. I get passed by Pia in her... like a Ford Escape hybrid that probably goes 60 miles an hour.
She flew by you. Flew by you. She
flew
laughed
by
at you.
Me. I've never been more emasculated in my lifetime.
Right. Mm. In all my lifetime.
So embarrassing.
Well, I guarantee Olympia Lightning will be fast.
I believe she got, like, blind drunk, too, at one of those Borgata shows. She may have been puking, like, in the bar.
Is that right?
In the B bar.
Yes. I remember that, yes.
You got that hammered?
This is back in 2007, because it was my first trip to Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah?
How many of the Atlantic City casinos are still around?
Ooh, I mean, I was just there in February before the Rona hit. I was at the Hard Rock. Yeah. Which used to be the Taj Mahal.
Right.
But I think a bunch of them have obviously shut down. Though Revel, I believe, is reopened and been rebranded.
Oh, really?
I think it's called Ocean Casino. I'm not 100% on that, but...
Nice.
I think somebody got a real, like a super, super steal of a deal.
Oh, I'm sure.
And just threw the doors back open and rebranded it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how
Casino
many...
Ocean Casino Resort.
Yeah.
Is Hard Rock still there in Vegas, or did they shut that one down? I know they had threatened to.
I think
at
that's
one point.
Being rebranded as like
it.
Virgin. Yeah. Virgin like a Virgin Casino.
I liked Hard Rock.
I liked it too.
By the way, you can stay at Ocean Casino Resort right now in AC for $59.
You sure can.
Wow.
They opened up, right, AC? Did they open up?
Oh, they're
up
open.
Casino? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Cakes had the big announcement today at 8:00. That MGM, the poker room, will be open on Monday,
8
a.m. July 13th.
Yep.
They'll be seven-handed, which is better. I thought maybe they were going to limit to like three or four-handed, which is really going to be brutal. But seven-handed is fine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Be a little more aggressive.
When's Cakes' first day?
Probably the Monday he gets back.
From his vacation.
I would guess Monday, July 20th?
Yeah.
That's the sweet spot right there.
Does anyone want to bet that Cakes... doesn't win the lucky table.
Oh, it's a lock he's going to win.
Right?
I would never bet that.
Right? That's a mortal
Again,
lock.
It's all above
I know,
board.
I know how it's going to go.
There are no shenanigans.
I mean, what a great way for MGM to promote, right? That they're back and reopened and then poker, the cards are flying. Everyone's playing stud or hold'em. Then Cakes saying, oh, lucky table 43. A big winner.
Hey, if it happens, I will certainly tweet it out. I may even tweet out.
Well,
you don't
just tweet out if you win. You also tweet out to let them know what table you're at. So that way,
sure,
that
sure,
way Johnny I'll, can draw whatever I mean, table it, you're on.
I mean, Johnny Grooms is he's a man of honor. He's
Jason.
Yeah. He has integrity.
I know you're the weather guy here, and it's been so rainy of late. Are there going to be any days here where we can maybe get out to the golf course?
Yeah, today,
almost every day.
Today and tomorrow.
It just rains at night because of the heat.
Today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow are days. Because, I just got my clubs re-gripped, and I just want to get back out there. At least hit balls.
I'm pretty sure today and tomorrow are dry. Friday might have some storms. But who knows? I mean, it's 95 degrees with humidity at 150.
I don't like that. Yeah.
And, of course, you got your golf clubs re-gripped where, EB?
Oh, I golfed them, of course.
Thank you.
Of course. Yep, we love golf.
Oh, you know what? I got to go up to golf them maybe today and pick up my Peter Millar pants.
You got to get the sponsors out there, Ricky.
You've been talking about these pants for weeks.
Oh, yeah. Peter Millar makes great pants.
I mean, did Peter Millar stitch them himself?
No, I mean, that's the company.
I know. You know what? I want to get Valdez.
What?
I want to get, because when I was in college, right? We stole a mat from a certain golf course. I'm not going to say where.
Okay.
We had a big nighttime caper, and we drove over, and we stole a mat. And then I put all these sheets up in the backyard. It looked ridiculous. And I would just
And I'm white
balls.
Trash.
Yeah. Well, listen, I was like in college.
We're living on Norwich Road.
Beat balls into this. But I'd go out to the golf course, and I had this pull hook that was unbelievable because I thought I was hitting it silly, but I was just, but you have no idea when you're just hitting it into that thing.
Right.
Do they make like a cheap sort of like, not TrackMan per se, but like tracer thing where you can at least know that you're hitting it straight or left or right? You know what I mean?
So you want like, I think they make like $300, $400 things like that.
I would want something like that so that if you're hitting in your backyard,
I'm not sure how accurate it is.
Well, just as long, I don't necessarily care that I don't need to know my spin rate or my smash factor or any of that. Like, I'm not looking for that. I just want to know that, okay, that you hit that straight. You're, you know what I'm saying?
I think
that feedback.
They have something like that for like $400.
A show from David Falk's basement.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Eric, I have an opening in my foursome Saturday at Renditions.
You do?
Yeah, it's me, my dad, and my brother.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you can golf with the Valdezes.
Oh, my God.
And then you can go to the above-ground pool.
No, that fell apart.
I don't exist anymore.
I know.
Have they trashed it yet?
Yeah, we had somebody take all the rubble out. Now we're trying to grow grass.
Oh, good luck with that.
It's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah, all the memories.
Yeah,
I like how Valdez glommed onto that Dave Long hookup.
Oh yeah, especially my dad got sized when I told him I think I can get his own Renditions.
No, Dave is
great. I don't play well there. It's hard for me for whatever reason. It's hard. I don't know. I feel like the rough is hard. You know.
All right, we got to get out of here, boys.
Yeah.
For EBK, have a good day, Spish, boys. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're coming up next.
Boom.
Right here on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.